to health. Bhutan's unwavering commitment to human rights and equitable healthcare is enshrined in our constitution, which guarantees free healthcare to all citizens. During the review period, the government has expanded healthcare infrastructure and upgraded facilities, ensuring that 97% of our population now live within 2 hours of a health facility. Essential medicines are freely available in all health facilities, and the functionality of medical equipment and availability of consumables is maintained above 95%. Our national health policy focuses on providing equitable, accessible, and high-quality healthcare to all citizens. It ensures universal health coverage and strengthens primary healthcare as the system's foundation. Emphasizing preventive health measures, the policy aims to reduce the disease burden while improving service quality. With regard to comments raised on the maternal, reproductive and child health, I am pleased to report that Bhutan has achieved many of the SDG targets related to maternal and child health. Our maternal mortality ratio has decreased to 53.2 per 100,000 live births, and stillbirth rate is at 1.3 per 1,000 live births, and our neonatal mortality rate is at 6.9 per 1,000 live births. Infant mortality is at 15.2 per 1,000 live births, and our under 5 mortality is at 19.5 per 1,000 live births, outperforming the global target of 25. Our skilled birth attendance of 99% and 98% for institutional deliveries highlight our commitment to safe childbirth. The contraceptive prevalence rate for modern method is 70.1% among married or in-union women, 55.6% among all women, and 49.9% among sexually active unmarried individuals. Unmet needs for family planning has reduced to 8.5%. To address cervical cancer, over 90% of the target population have been screened for HPV utilizing high-performance HPV DNA test. We have achieved widespread HPV vaccinations and provided timely treatment for precancerous lesions to many individuals. We have also achieved over 90% HPV vaccination coverage for adolescent boys and girls in schools, becoming one of the first LMICs to include high coverage of HPV vaccination for both boys and girls. Other interventions for adolescent health include our efforts to reduce adolescent fertility. We have successfully reduced the fertility rate among adolescents, dropping from 28.4 per 1,000 girls in 2012 to 18.6 in 2023. Additionally, unmet contraceptive needs among adolescents have fallen from 18.4% in 2010 to 13.7% in 2023. We have also introduced adolescent-friendly health services and collaborated with various stakeholders to make these services accessible nationwide. On concerns raised on HIV/AIDS prevention and care, comprehensive programs to prevent new infections and ensure access to treatment and care for those living with HIV/AIDS are also being implemented. These include regular robust awareness campaigns, accessible testing and counseling services. Access to antiretroviral therapy is central to Bhutan's strategy for improving health outcomes and reducing HIV transmission rates, contributing to Bhutan's low HIV prevalence of below 0.2%. Currently, 98.4% of people living with HIV are on ART, with around 80% achieving viral suppression. Bhutan is advancing towards the global 1990 targets, and with rigorous early detection, treatment, and follow-up measures, is on track to eliminate mother-to-child transmission of HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis B by 2025. To promote inclusivity and strengthen HIV-related services, Bhutan has launched the National HIV/AIDS Viral Hepatitis and STI Strategic Plan. This plan aims to improve healthcare access for key populations with a focus on the most vulnerable groups. Regarding observations on mental health and response to SUD, Bhutan established TAPEMA in 2022 as the National Authority for Mental Health and Child Protection Services. We are constructing a 60-bed mental health treatment center slated for completion by 2025 and have launched helplines and comprehensive screening programs for adolescents. To assist those struggling with substance use, we launched hospital-based substance use disorder treatment services in October 2022, serving nearly 3,000 individuals across 7 hospitals. Expanding these services, we are building a 200-bed National Drug Treatment and Rehabilitation Center to support recovery with a dedicated unit for women, underscoring Bhutan's commitment to inclusive and compassionate care. Thank you.
Thank you. Some members have also made